Today we begin examining how some European nations provide nearly universal health care to their citizens. Each country has a different approach, but all spend less per person than we do in the U.S., where 47 million Americans have no health care coverage. We start in Germany. It has the world's oldest health care system and one of its most successful. Virtually all Germans have ready access to doctors, cheap drugs, high-tech medicine, even dental care. And Germany spends half of what the U.S. does per person. How do they do it? One way is by putting doctors on a budget, as NPR's Richard Knox reports now from Germany.
This isn't your generic, bland doctor's office. It's all designer furniture and bright splashes of color.
Hello, guten Tag.
Dr. Christoph Leibel is a dark-haired guy with a runner's build. His first appointment this afternoon is with Hugo and Inga Follertsen. Inga's 80. She says she has a problem with her ears.
The ringing is pretty obnoxious, and they suffer a lot, and quite often drives the people nuts. Problem is, there's nothing you can do about it, really.
Leibel examines Inga, discusses whether acupuncture might help, writes a prescription for her high blood pressure. The Follertsens leave his office very satisfied. Like most Germans, the Follertsens are very happy with their medical care. They say they get everything they need, no complaints. Leibel says they didn't have to wait long when Hugo had to have a heart bypass and Inga needed a knee replaced.
The system is really good. As far as the medical treatment and stuff is concerned, in my opinion, it's very good.
But Leibel's at his wit's end with this great system.
I don't get paid at the moment. I haven't been paid for what I'm doing for the last 2-3 weeks.
That's because it's the end of the quarter. Leibel, like most German GPs, has already used up his budget. Every quarter, doctors all over Germany are allocated a certain pot of money. Once that's used up, that's it.
I feel abused. Exploited in a way. Yeah, because, I mean, the work we are doing is pretty demanding, and I have a lot of responsibilities, and I think that should reflect in what I get paid.
It's not that German doctors live in poverty. The average German primary care doctor makes around $123,000 a year before taxes. That's about one-third less than the American average. This is one way Germany keeps health costs down.
I think the biggest difference between the U.S. system and the German system is that everything is cheaper.
That's Karl Lauterbach, a doctor himself and a member of the Bundestag, the German parliament. When he says everything is cheaper here, he means hospital care, prescription drugs, MRI scans, heart bypass operations, and administrative costs are almost 50% lower. But the biggest reason German health costs are so much lower is that doctors here are paid less. Dr. Heinz-Harald Oppold says he earned a lot more 20 years ago.
I get a third of the money I earned in the middle of the 80s.
Oppold is an expert on general practice at the University of Düsseldorf. He understands why German doctors miss the good old days, but he says they still do okay.
German doctors are the best-owning professional group in Germany.
More than lawyers, he says, more than architects or engineers. And not all doctors are unhappy with the system.
3 p.m.
Dr. Achim Mortzifer locks up his office in a residential neighborhood of Cologne. He's about to do something nearly unheard of in the United States, house calls. Almost all German general practitioners do them.
We visit 2 patients that I visit every 4 weeks and just have a look at them.
The patients he's visiting today depend on house calls. They're an elderly couple, Elspeth and Edwin Fedrovitz. They live in a small, crowded apartment on the 4th floor.
Guten Tag.
Mortzifer says Elspeth's got a never-ending list of problems. He's been seeing her for back pain, chronic anxiety, exhaustion from looking after her husband. Mortzifer says Edwin needs a lot of care. Both his legs were amputated 9 years ago because of blood vessel disease.
They tried to save the leg, but the operation was not successful, so they had to amputate.
There's no elevator. Edwin hasn't been out of the apartment for 4 years. Mortzifer's gone way beyond his role as a doctor to help them. He found Edwin and Elspeth a ground floor apartment that would have made life much easier. But they've lived in this apartment for 48 years and they refuse to move.
Okay, good, fine.
Mortzifer checks Edwin's legs. He writes prescriptions for high blood pressure and gives Elspeth some pain medication.
Ich sag auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Alles Gute. In 3 Wochen
kommt. He's frustrated. He can't do more for them.
Very difficult patients. The smoke. There's still smoke. Both. And if I recommend some new treatment, they always say, no, we don't need that.
Mortsiefer worries more about his patients than about his own income.
If you want to earn money, you have to choose another profession.
How much more did you get for these home visits?
Nearly 20 euros or something like that. Not very much.
That's $31. A German plumber gets more.
And because this is the end of the quarter, did you get anything for those?
I don't know. Difficult to say. No, maybe nothing.
But he doesn't dwell on that. Some doctors, he says, calculate how much is left in their quarterly budget every day.
The problem is, if you think about money a whole day, you will be unhappy. So that's an old rule of life, isn't it?
So we've heard two very different versions of how German doctors view their healthcare system, that it abuses doctors and that everything is okay. Who should we believe? To get a reality check, I pay a call on an old friend. I met Jürgen Inderschmitten 17 years ago when he was a medical student. Now he's a 42-year-old general practitioner in Meerbusch, a suburb of Düsseldorf.
That is Winnie the Pooh.
Jürgen's putting his 5-year-old son Kilian to bed.
Christopher Robin sagte, man könne nicht betreten heißen.
The Inderschmittens live in a modest 2-story row house. It cost around $400,000 2 years ago. Jürgen had to lay out another substantial sum to buy into a medical practice with 2 partners, so he has a lot of debt and no savings. He drives a second-hand 5-year-old Audi. He works long hours to bring in an income a little better than the average German GP. Over dinner, I asked him how things have changed for doctors since we first met.
The atmosphere, the feeling on the side of physicians and perhaps also patients, that things are getting worse. I think that's the most striking change, really.
He says something I've heard from other Germans, even people who aren't very sympathetic to doctors. Germans are worried about the future of health care. Already, Germany has a higher proportion of old people than America does.
The doctors argue, well, if the society is aging, if the society wants to have more expensive medicine, then it'll have to pay for it. And we are not the ones who will work more and more and more and don't see an income, increasing income for that.
He says Germany will have to spend more on health care in the coming years. But here's the thing, Germany can spend more, cover virtually everybody, and still not spend nearly as much as the United States. Richard Knox, NPR News.
If you want to compare medical costs, go to our website. You can find out how the average American medical bill stacks up against medical bills in Europe. You'll find that at npr.org/health.